In this bulletin, New South Wales on high alert as concerns grow over a coronavirus cluster in Sydney. Five people die at a construction site in Belgium. And in sport, Australian tennis star Alex de Minaur loses the semi-final of the Queen's Club Championship. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. A 30-year-old man is the latest coronavirus case to be added to Sunday's figures for New South Wales after his infection was reported yesterday. Health authorities are working to control an outbreak of six COVID-19 cases in Sydney as the number of coronavirus exposure sites grows. Two Sydney gyms were named as high-risk venues last night after infectious people attended, while two cases were officially recorded on Saturday. Western Australia and South Australia have shut their borders for those who have visited New South Wales COVID-19 exposure sites, while Victoria has tightened some rules. Meantime, National Cabinet will meet on Monday to discuss what the increased reliance on Pfizer coronavirus vaccine imports means for the immunisation program. On World Refugee Day, the United Nations peak refugee body is calling for greater inclusion of refugees in health systems, education and sport. The organisation is also calling for refugees to gain equal access to education, work and coronavirus vaccines around the world in their host countries. Latest data from the UNHCR shows the number of people forced to flee their homes due to conflict, persecution and human rights abuses has doubled in the past decade to 82.4 million. Australian actor, Oscar winner and Goodwill Ambassador for the UNHCR, Kate Blanchett, says the uncertainty of COVID-19 should make the world empathise with refugees.
So I think that there's a kind of an opportunity to, in a very compassionate way, as we, you know, embrace World Refugee Day, to think about how we have felt, those of us who are not, who are fortunate not to be a refugee, how we have dealt with uncertainty, and perhaps to sort of place ourselves in the shoes of mothers and fathers and doctors and lawyers who have been, through no fault of their own, displaced.
Myanmar's foreign ministry has knocked back a UN General Assembly resolution pushing for an arms embargo after the military seized power this year. On Friday, the United Nations called for the halt on weapons and the release of political detainees, including democratically elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi. But Myanmar says the resolution is not legally binding and based on false assumptions, with letters of objection sent to the UN General Assembly's president. Hundreds of supporters of Iran's newly elected president have gathered in Tehran to mark the landslide victory. Ebrahim Raisi won the vote on Friday, but 3.7 million people either intentionally or accidentally voided their ballots. Israel has condemned the new president, stating he is too extreme and that the result should worry the international community. Iranian news boss John Gambrell says Raisi easily won the majority of votes against the other candidates.
Now, Raisi's win signifies a major victory for hardliners who've taken control of both the Iranian parliament as well as now the presidency.
Outgoing President Hassan Rouhani has visited Mr. Raisi at his offices to congratulate him. At least five people have been killed at a construction site in the Belgian city of Antwerp. The victims are believed to be construction workers who were developing a primary school. Nine others were injured when the scaffolding and other parts of the building collapsed. It's not known what caused the tragedy. In tennis, Australia's Alex de Minaur has been overpowered by Italian Matteo Berrettini in the semi-final of the Queen's Club Championship. De Minaur had hoped to become the first Australian in 15 years since Leighton Hewitt to reach the Queen's final, but he lost 6-4, 6-4. World number 9 Berrettini earned a single break in each set, leading him to victory against the 22-year-old, possibly making him a serious contender for Wimbledon this year. And now for a look at today's weather forecast. Perth showers and a possible storm, 16. Adelaide partly cloudy, 16. Melbourne much the same, 15 degrees. Hobart cloud clearing and 12. Canberra partly cloudy, 14. Wollongong showers, 18. Sydney wind easing and showers, 17. Newcastle showers, 18 degrees. Brisbane mostly sunny, 22. Cairns similar conditions, 25. And Darwin sunny, 31. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.
There's a new go-to website for Mandarin and Cantonese speakers in Australia.
Keeping you up to date with the latest Australian and international news and community stories in your language.
Featuring articles, videos and podcasts. From the headlines to health advice, comfort food to local travel tips. Read, watch or listen anytime, anywhere. And discover stories worth sharing at sbs.com.au/Chinese.